So, Mark, tell us about your experience in when you lived in the wilderness.
For a really short time. It was part of a master's program, and it was part of the master's program was to go into the wilderness, and I guess it was based on a Native American vision quest.
Very interesting. And so what's the vision quest?
I guess a vision quest is when you it like it's like a rite of passage, like a ritual where you leave where you were at that place in your life and you enter a space which is kind of fresh or allows for the next stage to manifest almost. So you go into that threshold, that vacant space in between, and perhaps in that time you might have a vision or you might not, but when you come out the other side, you're probably most likely gonna be a little bit different than when you went into it.
So tell me about the beginning. What was your feeling towards this experience?
Oh, I was super excited. Before I went, they recommended like not drinking caffeine and things like that in preparation for going there because and sugar even, you know, because those little things have such control over our every day that if we're fasting when we're in the wilderness, and if we lose that caffeine and sugar, it's gonna like maybe get headaches or something like that. So I prepared by dropping the caffeine and the sugar, and even before I went, I noticed like clarity coming that wasn't there. That's even before I went.
Okay, so that was your physical preparation. Did you do any mental preparation?
Yeah, with my wife, I also did a mini fast, which was for one day.
Okay, and after that, you went to the wilderness in Colorado. Can you tell us how this place looked?
It was dry. We took a long time to get there in the car. It was about 4 hours from a place called Boulder, which
Okay.
is a town there. Long drive, lots of fun, talking in the car, singing, and then we arrived, and yeah, it was dry, and we had a dodgy map, and eventually we found the place, and it's quite high, the altitude. Can't remember exactly how high it was, but it's quite high, not far from the snow line, but it was summer, and it was a forest, and we were staying in this aspen woodland. That's where we were camping, and the land was privately owned, so that allowed for security and peace of mind.
And how many days were you there?
In that space, camping on that land, in total, I think it was 10 days, of which 3.5 were alone.
And did you have any food? What would you eat every day and drink?
Well, when we were together, there was about 10, 11 other people. So when we were together with those people, we brought all our own food in, and we were kind of paired up. So each pair would make a certain meal every day, and we'd eat kind of communally. And then in those 3.5 days, as part of the vision quest, there was not going to be any eating at all.
Were you afraid something would happen in the wilderness?
No, I really like being in the wilderness.
Wow, yeah, it sounds very daunting, really. I wouldn't be able to do what you did.
Would you have been scared?
Definitely. I don't think I would have been able to do it, so I'm very happy for you.